33 seconds left. Bearing him from a distance would be Austin Krager. Over to the right wing, 5 feet from midcourt. Luke Woodke has a count on him. Back to Anderson. 20 seconds. Looks like they're going for last shot here. Ron Rubel calling the shots out. 27 years at the helm for the Pirates. Michael Anderson, 14 seconds, picks up his dribble. Over the left wing to Booms. Back to Anderson. Gets a screen, both sides. Over the right wing, back to the top. Parker Yon for three, 6 seconds left. It's up off the mark. Long rebound. Mason Booms chucks it up. This one's no good as well. And there is the buzzer, and we've reached the end of the first quarter with a 3-point lead for the Harbor Reach Pirates, 13-10 on the WLW Sports Network.
Clark Ramsey here, and I'm being joined by Sure Senior Living Manager, Matt Raymer.
Hi, Clark.
Not everyone realizes the full capabilities of Sure Senior Living right here in the Thumb.
You're right. We have three different living communities at three different levels. Independent living, we have Country Bay Village. Assisted living, Country Gardens. And then for 24-hour nursing care, we are proud to have long-term care.
In your opinion, what's the biggest benefit of living in one of Sure's three senior living communities?
Honestly, it's a variety of things. Convenience, quality of living, and peace of mind. Our residents don't have to worry about home maintenance, mowing the lawn, doing laundry in the basement, and the big one, shoveling snow in the winter.
So, how can everyone find out more about Sure Senior Living?
The best place to start is to go to the Senior Living section on sure.org. We have a lot of information available on there for your convenience.
So that's sure.org/senior living. Or just go to the Services tab and click on Senior Living.
Whether you're interested in Country Bay Village, Country Gardens, or long-term care, check it out and see what kind of great resource we have right here in our own backyard.
That's sure.org/senior living. Sure Senior Living. Better health. Better life.
Of the second quarter with a 3-point lead for the Harbor Reach Pirates. Ubley will start out on offense in the high post. That would be Carson Huesky. Feeds it down to the low post, and this one's tipped out of bounds by a white jersey. Trying to feed it down to Austin Pruski, who leads the Bearcats with 6 points. And it will be Ubley ball. Casey Sweeney inbounding left side of the radio underneath Ubley's own hoop. 13-10, Harbor Reach leads by 3, 7:49 left in the second. Ubley at the left elbow, down to the low block. Goes up strong, wide open between Isaac Warzynski, his first points of the night. It's now 12-13, 7:39 left. Michael Anderson goes down the baseline, off the glass, in for two. Nice response for the Pirates. Michael Anderson's first points. 15-12, back out to a 3-point lead. A reach is last made by five. That was when it was 5-0. We have a whistle in the lane, away from the ball, and it'll be Ubley ball underneath their own hoop once again. 7:24 left in the second. Foul goes against number 24 for the Pirates. Parker Young, that's his first, team's fourth. 15-12, Harbor Reach leads by three. Inside to the right block on the inbound, the fadeaway jump shot from number 33 is good. That'd be Isaac Warzynski's fourth straight point for the Bearcats. 15-14. Parker Yon with a three, in and out, no good. Rebound, Grant Smiglinski, he can't get that to fall. Gets his own rebound, puts this one up, this one's short again. Rebound, finally ripped down by Luke Woodke and the Pirates. Patting the stats, Booms for three, in and out, no good. Smiglinski gets the rebound, and he is fouled. He'll go to the free throw line for two shots. Howard Reach trying to feed it inside as much as possible. It's somewhat working. The foul will go against Austin Krager. That's his first, team's fifth for the Bearcats. 6:56 left in the second quarter, and we have a timeout called, a 30-second timeout called by Brandon Sorensen of the Bearcats. Howard Reach 15, Ubley 14.
Hi, I'm Mark Rucker. I have been helping my clients reach their financial goals in the Tri-City and Thumb areas for nearly a decade. Rucker Financial was founded in 2018 with the vision of helping clients in all aspects of their financial life, not just managing their portfolio. At Rucker Financial, we strive to give advice in your best interest, and because of that, we do not accept any product company commissions. Contact me at 989-264-1644 or visit our website at ruckerfinancial.com to learn more. Rucker Financial, plan, achieve, because life is more than just investments.
15-14, Harbor Beach leading by 1 point. Grant Spagunski at the free throw line shooting 2. 6'4" sophomore has not scored this night, nor has he attempted a free throw. First free throw is good from the lefty, and it counts.
Home sweet home.
Cole Hagen checks in, replaces Isaac Warzynski, who had 4 points there. Beautiful looking shots as well.
Yeah, that last flurry is typical of the first quarter.
Second free throw. This one's good as the first as well. Grant Spaglinski 2 for 2 on that trip. It's 17-14. 6:53 left here in the second quarter.
Harbor Beach had 7 more shots in the first quarter than Ubley did.
Really? Well, yeah, it was all offensive rebounds. Over the left wing, Casey Sweeney wide open for 3. It's up the mark. Airmailed. 2 days shipped over to Luke Woodkey. Here come the Pirates. Woodkey into the corner to Michael Anderson, slowing things down. Being guarded by Austin Crager. To the top, to the left wing, to Woodkey, down to Evan Spaglinski. Double team comes in. He's fouled. He'll go back to the free throw line for 2 more shots. This one was off the mark, but he was bailed out by a whistle. Foul go against number 44, Austin Pruski. That's his second. Team 6. So the rest of the way out, Harbor Beach will be shooting at least 1 free throw for the remaining 6 minutes and 26 seconds in the half.
And the rebound came to who? I mean, he's like a magnet.
Evan Smolinski's first free throw, not enough arc, and this one's in and out, no good. Substitutions coming in for the Bearcats, Kyle Sweeney and Isaac Warzynski. Replaces Austin Peruski and Austin Crager. 6:26 left in the first half. Harbor Beach leads by 3. 17-14, Evan Smolinski at the free throw line, shooting the second shot. First one was no good. This one is up, and no, can't fall. Rebound brought in by Hagen for the Bearcats. Eighth rebound of the night for the Bearcats. Harbor Beach with 13. Down to the low block. That will be Carson Husky going against Evan Smolinski. That one was no good. Rebound Harbor Beach. And it's stolen away by Casey Sweeney. Third turnover for the Pirates tonight. And we have an offensive foul as Luke Woodkey was camped out in the lane. The foul will go against Casey Sweeney. That's his first. And team 7th is a ball control foul, so there's no free throw shot on this one. Harbor Beach will inbound 90 feet from their own hoop.
And that was on a give up. He was giving the pass up. Yeah, nice assist it was going to be, but...
Parker Yon, Dylan Kadar check in for the Pirates. Replace Mason Booms and Grant Spaglinski. 17-14, Harbor Beach by 3 points. Everyone on the edge of their seats. Both student sections standing for the entirety of the game. 6 minutes left in the first half. Harbor Beach by 3 points. To the right wing, Dylan Kadar, and into the corner, Michael Anderson. It's tight defense here, zone defense from the Bearcats, and they cough it up for the 4th turnover for the Pirates tonight. Here come the Bearcats, Casey Sweeney across midcourt, right to left across your radio, black road uniform. Over to the left wing, back to the top to Sweeney, back right to Kyle Sweeney. Kyle Sweeney down to the left block, Hagen's shot goes over top of the rim, rebound brought in by Parker Yon and the Pirates. Still at 17-14, Harbor Beach lead. Dylan Kadar pump fakes to the right wing. Now has to pick up his dribble. Back up stop to Luke Woodkey. Back to Dylan Kadar. He takes his 3. It is up. It is in for 3. Dylan Kadar with his 2nd 3 of the night, and it's the largest lead of the night. 6-20-14, Harbor Beach leads. 5:15 left in the second. We have a whistle as Ubley's trying to feed it inside the lane. This will go against Harbor Beach. Number 54, Evan Spaglinski. That's his first, team's 5th.
Puts Casey Sweeney on the line.
Harbor Beach on a 5-0 run right now. Casey Sweeney at the free throw line, shooting 2, and this one's no good. That's his first attempt at a free throw. Has no points tonight. Mason Booms checks in, replaces Luke Woodkey. Like you said, John, both coaches using their bench liberally tonight so far. 5:11 left in the first half. It's a 6-point lead for the Pirates, 20-14. Casey Sweeney's 2nd free throw, no good. Rebound brought in by Evan Spaglinski. 8th rebound this quarter, 16th of the night. Ubley with 8 rebounds. Dylan Kadar for another 3. This one's no good. Rebound brought in by Casey Sweeney. And we're going the other way. 5 minutes left in the first half. Over to the right wing, Kyle Sweeney. Back to the tie post to Carson Holeski for the long 2. This one is in for 2. Foot was on the line. His first points. It's now 20-16. 4:48 left here in the first half.
Well, if you like defense, this is the game for you.
Dylan Kadar calling the shots. Over to Mason Booms, left wing, back up to Kadar. Ubley in that 2-3 zone. And it's stolen away by Casey Sweeney. Sweeney on the transition by himself, goes up against Kadar, and it's in for 2 points. Missed the free throws, but makes that one count. It's now a 2-point ball game, 20-18.